Welcome to Books on Air, the show that tells the story behind the book. I'm Suzanne Harris, and I talk to established authors as well as brand new authors. And we ask them about the writing process. We ask about their latest books. We talk about where you can find them on the internet. And we find out about their next project. Our show today features a topic that is ripped straight from the headlines. Joining me is Raymond Emperor, and we're going to talk about his new book, Global Warming and Climate Change. Welcome, Ray.
Thank you. Glad to be with you.
Oh, it's my pleasure. This is such a, if you'll pardon the pun, hot topic.
Right.
No, I couldn't resist.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. When did you first become interested in global warming and climate change?
Yeah, back in 2006, Al Gore published a book, The Inconvenient Truth, about climate change, and he also produced a movie. I saw both. I saw the movie and the book, and I was hooked. I became very interested in the topic of climate change and global warming, and after a while, I began thinking about writing a book about it, because I do some writing. And I wanted to write a primer book for people who were, just give them a basic orientation, introduction to what we're talking about when we're talking about global warming and climate change. And I also, last year, I applied to and was accepted to attend the Climate Reality Leadership Core workshops in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania last October. I went through 3 days of intense training. Al Gore was there every day. We had 1,200 people in the room. And went through the three-day training, and my mission now is to communicate the issues around climate change to anybody I can reach in my community, basically. So we have some folks organized now, and we're working to present the facts to groups of people who need to know. And today, in fact, I'm going to present to a group of 20 at Rock Valley Community College for 2 hours today and 2 hours tomorrow. So I really am into this now, and I really feel that this is a vitally important topic.
Your target audience is Gen Xers and millennials. How do you think, do they pay attention? I mean, that's my question. Is the younger generation really paying attention to this? Can we get them off their phones? Can we get them to stop watching cat videos long enough to think about this?
I would hope so. In fact, you know, studies indicate that about 70% of Americans know something about the topic. And in that case, most of them actually are concerned about it. That's 70%, I'm sure it includes many Gen Xers and millennials as well.
Let's talk about the 2015 Paris Agreement. There may be some of our listeners who are not aware of that. Would you talk about that a little bit?
Yeah, back in 2015, the world came together in Paris, France, after several other attempts to do a national, international meeting. And at that meeting, every major country in the world decided it was time to do something about global warming and climate change. And everyone pledged to reduce their carbon footprint significantly within the next 25 years. And every nation in the world, except Syria, signed on. In fact, the United States did at one time sign on when Barack Obama was president. But now we are apparently withdrawing from that agreement, which is sad to note. But that means that while the nation itself will not be beholden to that treaty, the people of this country can do it on their own. And we have many states and localities that are now organizing around the topic of climate change.
The event that you attended last week with 1,200 attendees, were they from all over? Were they scientists? Were they regular people like you and I? Who were the attendees?
Yeah, and that was last year, by the way, at this time last year. The attendees were people who are interested. Everyone had to apply, and there was a review process done. the fact that I was retired and worked in public sector most of my life, had the time and the interest, that probably influenced them to invite me to the training. But there were people from all over the country, mostly, though, because it was held in Pittsburgh, mostly from the eastern coast and the central U.S. They just held another one last July in Los Angeles. And I applied to attend that one as well as a mentor, but I wasn't accepted because I'm from the Midwest, probably, and they were looking for West Coast people to be there. So over the last, in the last 14 years, there have been a total of around 14,000 different individuals trained, because these trainings take place several times a year all over the world. And 14,000 people have now gone through the training.
How could our listeners find out if there were any trainings going on in their area, Ray?
They can go online and contact the Climate Reality Project. They have a website. You can just type in Climate Reality Project. I'm sure it'll pop up. And then you can ask the questions there. You can communicate with the folks there to find out where the trainings are. And if they're interested to attend one, how they apply, how they can make application for it. So it's a very open process.
What kinds of things can a regular person do to have any effect on this at all?
Well, there's lots of things we can do. I'm a regular person, and I'm out there trying to make my way through the community and address different groups. We're also writing op-ed pieces in our local newspaper. We've had 7 of them now, one each month, since February, and we're putting together 600-word op-ed pieces for the newspaper, and they're very kind to have invited us to do that. And we're telling our story that way as well in the print media. And they're also online as well, so it's also online. But what people can do is become informed. It's not difficult to understand what's going on. Some of the difficulties reside in how can we best address this issue, and my book talks about some of that as well.
What made you decide to write the book right now?
Well, I decided to write the book. It took me about a year, by the way, to put it together. So it was published last October, and that was long before I got accepted. I mean, it was my writing was long before I got accepted into the Leadership Reality Corps leadership. But I wanted to write it because I like to write, number one. And I had been studying the issue, reading up as much as I could about every book and article I could get my hands on to look at what's out there. And there are excellent, very detailed and very scientific kind of books out there. But most people are not going to be reading scientific books. Most want to read something that's more popular in the genre. And so I figured I could write this book and perhaps market it to people such as the millennials and the boomer and the Gen Xers, who really, the reason I wrote it to them is that they're really going to be the people who are in power in the next few years. You know, we baby boomers are, aging out. I'm one of the oldest baby boomers. I'm now 71. And the baby boomers gave birth to the Gen X. And the Gen X gave birth to the millennials. So these later two generations are really going to be in control of America in a short time.
Well, not only in control, but affected by global warming.
Oh, yeah.
I mean,
absolutely.
We'll be like the dinosaurs. You're right. The boomers will be gone, but the Gen Xers and the millennials will be here. They will see what really happens. And so I think that it is important for them to figure out what's going on and get involved.
Right, right. Yeah, I'd like to read a quote from Stefan Ramsort, who's the co-chair of the Earth Systems Analysis Potsdam Institute of Climate Impact Research. He says, and I quote him in my book, "What climate scientists have feared for decades is now beginning to come true. We are pushing the climate system across dangerous tipping points. Beyond such points, things like ice sheet collapse become self-sustaining and unstoppable, committing our children and children's children to massive problems. The new study strongly suggests the first of these tipping points has already been crossed. More tipping points lie ahead of us. I think that we should try hard to avoid crossing them. And that's, you know, basically my philosophy is that we need to inform people so that they can help make it possible that we don't cross all the tipping points. It's still, there's, you know, we haven't run out of time yet. There's still time to act.
But there will be a point of no return.
There will be, and we're close to it right now, frankly.
Well, I think it's very exciting that your book is going to be a featured selection at the Frankfurt Book Fair that's going to be held in Frankfurt, Germany in October. Mm-hmm. I just think that is wonderful that the book has gone international. How do you feel about that?
I feel very gratified that I've been invited to do that. I'm not going to go to Frankfurt myself, but my book will be there. And it's exciting for me to see that the book will be available to the world, basically, at that fair. And, you know, I'm not looking to make a lot of money here. I'm not interested in that at all. I'm interested in getting the word out. I'm a retired person. I have a nice pension. I don't need the income from writing books. But I am excited about the opportunity to present this information to people in a very basic, introductory fashion so that they, too, can become better informed and then move on to some of the topics that they find in the book and study them more fully. And I'm encouraged that this kind of book will have an impact on people who don't know much about climate change and want to learn more.
I know that we've piqued the interest of our listeners. Let's tell them where they can easily get hold of the book. I always mention Amazon because that is such a big organization where books are just purchased by so many people. That's where people naturally go to buy their book. And all they have to do is go to the Amazon website, and there's a search feature at the top of the page. Let me give them the title of the book again and spell your name. The title of the book is Global Warming and Climate Change. Type that into the search feature by Raymond Emperor, Emperour. Type that in, click on it, and the book comes right up. There's a little short excerpt that talks about what the book is, and they can buy it right there on that page. Now, I know it's available other places, Ray. Where else can they find it?
Well, I have a website, www.ouremperorbooks.com. It's there, and it's also available at Barnes & Noble and through my publisher, Litfire Publishing. If you go online and type in Litfire, Litfire Publishing, you can locate my book there as well.
Now, this is... Go ahead.
It's available in many, many different ways. And I think that's important, too, to let people know.
I agree. And what else is on your website?
On my website, I have two other books listed that I have written several years ago now. And also, there's a place for people to communicate with me on the website. If they have questions or comments, go to the website, and you'll be able to see not only my book, you'll be able to buy it there, but you'll be able to communicate with me as the author.
I think that's important. I'm so glad that you have that on your website. We're coming to the end of our interview, and your message is so important. I'd like to give you a chance to tell our listeners what is the bottom line that you would like to leave them with today as we end our interview.
The bottom line is that as citizens, as adult citizens in this country, whether we be baby boomers or millennials or Generation X people, we have a responsibility as citizens to care for our country and care for the environment in which we live. We're already seeing major changes going on with terrific wildfires out on the West Coast because of drought, huge rain events going on. We have hurricanes coming in that are coming in stronger now because they're crossing the Gulf of Mexico and picking up water from the warming of the ocean. The ocean is now in the Caribbean is now over 80 degrees. And so when these hurricanes pass over, they pick up more and more water. And so we are being impacted by floods, by mudslides, by hurricanes, by major thunderstorms, heavy rain events, and wildfires. And this is changing the way the climate actually works. And some changes are already done, but many changes can be avoided. We're trying to keep the amount of carbon dioxide that is emitted into the air under control. We're trying to reduce carbon dioxide in the air by a variety of means, one of which is to look at buying a better, a non-polluting or a electric or a hybrid car. So people need to understand that this is something that's going to affect them personally, not just some abstract thought. Climate change is real and it's here. And whether we like it or not, some climate change is going to happen. If we can reduce carbon dioxide emissions significantly, we can reduce the chances that we'll have huge, horrendous effects throughout the world. And that's what I think people need to know.
I think your message is so important and you're so passionate. I really appreciate you being on the show today. Thank you so much for joining us on Books on Air.
I thank you very much for inviting me. I appreciate it very much and enjoyed it. Thank you.
Samuel Johnson once said, "A writer begins a book, a reader finishes it." I think that really applies today. You've been listening to Books on Air, brought to you on webtalkradio.net. By the way, you can also find us on iTunes and iHeartRadio. I'm Suzanne Harris. I hope you'll join me for the next Books on Air. And until then, buy a book, read a book, share a book, and expand your mind. Thank you so much for listening.